Now let's turn our attention to the concept of reliability. Reliability describes how consistent we expect a student's or group of students' score to be on a test. We ask ourselves two questions. If a student took an assessment again, how likely is it they would get a similar score? Or, if a group of students took an assessment again, how likely is it they would get a similar average score? For example, if a student took the SAT 3 weekends in a row, would we expect the scores on each take to be very close to one another or very far? If the scores are very close to another, we consider this a very reliable test. Here's another example. Say the 10th grade at Adams High School takes a state English language arts exam every year. Do we expect the average score from year to year to be very similar to each other or very different? The answer to this question relies on multiple factors. For example, in a small school, average scores tend to vary a lot from year to year as a result of the particular group of students taking the test. For example, perhaps one year the school just happens to have a few more high-achieving students than the previous year, and this causes the average score to jump up. In larger schools, however, such changes in the makeup of the class get washed out on average. Thus, the average score in a large school is more stable than a small school, and hence more reliable and less likely to change a lot from year to year. Measurement error also affects the reliability of scores. Sampling of items, personal student factors, and environmental factors all affect measurement error. For example, sometimes a particular test just happens to have questions on content very familiar or very unfamiliar to students. Perhaps an English language arts test asks a question about a Hamlet passage that students had recently analyzed in class. We would expect these students to do particularly well on these prompts compared to students who had read, say, Romeo and Juliet. But does that mean that those students are really more proficient in English language arts skills more broadly? In fact, the more measurement error in a test score, the lower the reliability.